I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. It's Monday, not our usual day to talk sports with our resident guru, William C. Roden, sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback. But since the Super Bowl was yesterday, we thought we'd talk about the big game after the big game instead. Bill joins us now from Miami. Hello, Bill.
The great Tony Cox. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen, so did the game turn out like you thought it was going to turn out?
Well, you know, as we said the last time we talked, you know, the black coach won.
Wow.
So that storyline was complete. And it was rainy, and I think that this was more a sort of personal affirmation for, you know, Peyton Manning, because people were going to, you know, they were still all the way up to the very day of the game. You know, people were saying, well, you know, he plays in a dome, and if it's not perfect, you know, if the weather is not sunny and there's no rain, then, you know, it's just one thing after another. And so, yeah, I mean, I think he did what he had to do to win. It wasn't, by far, it wasn't his greatest game, but, you know, he did some things that a great quarterback does. And the running game was great. You know, a running back could have easily gotten MVP. But, you know, I think that the better team won. And Rex Grossman was
What a day he had. I wouldn't want to have to go back to Chicago today and be Rex Grossman.
Or Lovie Smith for defending him.
You know, let me ask you this, because the NFC now has lost, if I'm counting this correctly, and I think I am, they've lost the last five straight Super Bowls to the AFC. What's wrong with the NFC?
You know, everybody's been trying to put their fingers. Well, maybe the AFC has just got better quarterbacks. You know, Roethlisberger last year, Tom Brady, you know, the year that St. Louis won, you had a hot Kurt Warner. But I don't know, Tony. You know, I just think it's one of those cyclical things, like they always say. You know, it wasn't like, yeah, I guess if this was like 40 years ago or something, you know, when you had the old AFL and the NFL, where you could talk about, well, the AFL is hasn't caught up and they still got young talent. You know, I just think that it's one of those things that is cyclical, and there'll be a point probably in a couple years. You know, particularly when you look at young Reggie Bush now, who's going to be outstanding, and Matt Leinart over in Arizona. I think that there'll be a time in about, you know, 2, 3, 4 years that the NFC comes back. But, you know, these things, like everything else in sports, just goes in cycles.
They are cyclical. Well, you know, let me ask you this, because I know you were down in Miami covering the game, and I was at somebody's house having a Super Bowl party like the rest of America. And I want to ask you this about the game itself, because the networks have done a big job of turning the Super Bowl into an event, into something more than just the game itself. And at the party where I was, the biggest cheers were for Prince at halftime. I don't know if that's really saying a statement about how the Super Bowl has evolved or maybe devolved, you know?
Well, I mean, this game, I always say that the last game about real football are the conference championships. You know, after that, it becomes strictly entertainment. You know, here you've got a football game that kind of gets in the way of a concert and of the hype. I mean, every day there's parties, and I mean, you know, it's just everything else but football. Football is not really the major, you know, focus here.
It really didn't seem that way.
No, and it's not. And you're right. I mean, my wife said, "Oh yeah, you see Prince without Prince," you know,
yeah.
Because people, you know, and remember what was the big story a couple of years ago? It was Justin Timberlake
and
Janet Jackson.
That's true.
Absolutely. It was halftime. So yeah, I mean, I think that you're absolutely right. I mean, the biggest thing about this is a culmination of everything that football's come to represent, which is high level commercialism and you know and collision. And bright colors. You know, that's kind of what it is.
Final thing I want to ask you before we get away is, I noticed in listening to Robert Irsay as well as Coach Dungy talking about the historic event of, you know, the black head coaches getting to the Super Bowl and one winning, but they also talked about it was the first time that Christians athletes had been, they thought that was as big a deal as being black. Did you hear that?
No, I heard that, and I heard what Dungy said about the two Christian men, you know, did it the right way. And I think, you know, when you get to that point, I mean, everybody's got a different spin
right.
on religion, and I'm sure that there have been Christian people who have won championships before,
but not have talked about it quite that way.
This is a different. And Tony is very deep. And remember, man, this time last year, Tony Dungy was mourning the death of his son.
That's true,
and he's still mourning. So I think that may be, Tony, why there's also a more somber reaction to the Colts. Because they remember this time last year that franchise was draped in tragedy. And I think that tends to give you a sense of humility when you approach these kinds of victories, to put it all in perspective.
Well, Super Bowl 41 is in the books. We'll have to wait to see what's going to happen for Super Bowl 42. William C. Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback, which comes out today, by the way. He joined us from Miami. Bill, nice to talk to you. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Tony, it's always a pleasure, man.